This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
When the kids are asleep, that's when Dad has time to play. Welcome to the Geeky Dad After Dark.
This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, any place, make snack time playtime with Funnables Fruit Snacks. Have fun. Eat it too. Visit FunnablesSnacks.com to shop now.
Okay, I'm the Geeky Dad, and we're back with another episode with my special co-host, the Geeky Mom.
Hello, everyone.
Now, this week, the Oscars came out, and a whole bunch of movies I didn't really care about.
I don't think they care about our opinion.
Yeah, so we're not going to talk about it. Nobody hit each other.
Nobody got slapped.
You know, the only thing people are talking about is John Cena being naked. Okay? That seems to be the only thing people are talking about. And that's a good segue into what we're going to do this episode.
And that would be?
We're going to be talking about the shit we saw this week.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about, like, you know, we are doing this podcast naked.
I mean,
No, we are just joking.
I'll be right back. I'll just take off all the clothes and come back.
We are joking.
How would they even know? Really?
Exactly. True.
This is not a video podcast. This is audio. We can be dressed in furry outfits for all they know, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Could be dressed in S&M leather. With like whips and chains all over. Nobody knows.
Exactly.
Yeah. But again, yes, this episode is another installment of the shit we saw on TV. And this week, we saw a lot of shit.
Literally and
figuratively, yes. Figuratively. Now, two of those are John Cena movies.
Yes.
Yeah. One is a Denzel Washington movie. Okay. Now, you'll probably figure it out as we talk. But since I segued into John Cena, we saw two John Cena movies. And which one do you want to talk about first?
John Cena movies.
Which one? There's two of them we saw. Ricky Staninky.
Yes.
Staninky?
Exactly. You don't even know.
Ricky Staninky.
Yes.
Now,
with Mr. Big Chin.
Listen.
What?
He had an accident.
Okay, I understand.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What's his name again?
Big Chin.
No,
Zac Efron.
This movie is directed by one of the Farrelly brothers. His last movie was The Greatest Bear Run mm-hmm. in the world.
Yeah.
Same director.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a good movie, I thought.
It was.
Based on a true story. Mm-hmm. If you have Apple TV, you should check that out. You know, it's a funny movie. It's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right?
But I find it very weird. Like, you would go across the globe to
into a war zone
to deliver beer.
Yeah.
I mean, his friends kind of thought he was being stupid.
Apparently, it's based on a real story, because at the end, they showed a real guy. Mm-hmm. Looks nothing like Zac Efron, you know?
Yeah.
But,
Oh, that's how movies are, though.
Russell Crowe was in the movie. Mm-hmm. He didn't do much, but... Yeah, that was a... It's unbelievable, mm-hmm. but it's true. So it's kind of like, you know, astonishing that people are that dumb to do that.
Mm-hmm. But you said, like, you know, like it was back in the days, I guess people could go to
anybody can fake documents back then. Everything is like computerized now. It's harder. Yeah, so if you have Apple TV, check out the Greatest Bear Run. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty interesting movie. So this is the same director, probably the same actors in it. And originally, Ricky Stenicki was supposed to be played by Jim Carrey.
Oh, God. I'm so glad.
Yeah. But he got a little too old.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
It wouldn't make sense. Mm-hmm. But this movie was in a script stage for many years.
Wow.
Many years. Mm-hmm. I think at one point it was also James Franco.
Wow.
Yeah. I could see him pulling that off.
I don't know.
Young James Franco.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, like Goblin Time?
No. I think it's after Goblin Time he did mostly comedies. Before he got accused of, like, sexual harassment. Yeah,
like, at the time, like...
Because now his career is done.
It was right around the time when The Power of Christ Compels You.
Yeah, he did a lot of comedies with Seth Rogen and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
I could see that happening. And I could see, like, the Zac Efron being played by Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely, right? Yeah. Speaking of which, Zac Efron, I don't know. Apparently, he went through some kind of medical problem.
Yeah, surgery, because his jaw was broken.
He looks weird. I'm just saying he looks weird.
Yeah.
He does not look the same, but even the way he talks, it looks weird.
Because his bottom of his mouth doesn't move much.
He looks like Nicole Kidman.
I think Nicole Kidman is weird because I think I am.
Nicole Kidman's chin is super big now.
No, Nicole Kidman has a chin that looks like pointy or something.
Fake.
But I think her reasoning is different than Zac.
Well, the rumor was that Zac got it for look reasons, but he said no, it wasn't. Right. And, but basically, tell us what is the premise of this movie?
Basically, they make up a dude and they always try to use him to get away from, I guess, from the wives and
bad situation.
Bad situation, yeah. And apparently, there is no guy like Ricky.
Yeah, so basically, they created this dude to get out of situations. Yeah. Now, they got into a situation where they actually have to have the dude actually appear. Mm-hmm.
They even have a Bible, which they wrote down every incident with Ricky and so.
Yeah, they gave the guy ass cancer, ball cancer. Mm-hmm. They removed his testicles, removed his asshole, everything.
Upper lip.
Well, I didn't know the asshole even had lips around it, but...
The guy also said, what are they, baboons?
And so, you know, they meet this psycho dude. In Atlantic City.
I wouldn't say psycho.
He was kind of like acting like a homeless person.
Weirdo.
Yeah. Looking like... Yeah. No, homeless guy, even with steroids, looks that buff. Mm-hmm. Okay?
And clean.
Right. But, they see this guy played by John Cena. I think his name is Hot Rod.
Mm-hmm.
Or Long Rod or
Hot
whatever.
Hot Rod.
Whatever.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And he does, he makes pornographic songs or like sex songs out of like regular songs. And he
songs about jerking off.
Yes. Yeah. And that's his act.
Now this is the part I gotta say that.
When he looks like Britney?
I think John Cena has proven. I might not like the movies he does. I might not like the performances most of the time, but I would say he's not afraid to make himself look like a total idiot mm-hmm. in movies, right? Yes. Right? I mean, I feel
he's been performing well. I would say, like, at least he's showing versatility.
Does he really have versatility? Does he really?
I mean, we have seen him in serious roles.
Really?
When, you know, he's like a bodyguard.
Well, we'll talk about that later. But
exactly.
Was he really serious?
He was.
Okay, we'll get to that, though. But
I think he's doing better than Rock.
I would say he's a good comedic actor. Okay?
And the fact that you are not afraid to push the envelope is giving you that. Yeah,
The Rock would never make himself look like an idiot like John Cena does.
Tooth Fairy, that was the last one.
Remember, he wore a fat suit in that movie with Kevin Hart. That's about all he did. He would not push a tube up his ass and then put alcohol up his butt.
Yeah.
Okay?
He wouldn't dress up like Britney.
Yeah. Or walk on stage on the Oscars naked.
No, he would not.
No. And so I give John Cena props for that. Okay?
That's what I'm just trying to say. Like, you know, you should give him the credit he deserves. Like, right. I'm not saying he's a great actor, but I wouldn't mind, like, the way he's pulling off the movies, it's not horrible.
Yeah. I mean, it got a couple of laughs. I thought it was going to be a little bit funnier, but, you know.
They have the jokes. It's just you have to pay attention.
Right. I would say
it's... But in real life,
it's better. Know. It's better than Vacation Friends Part 2.
Yeah, it was.
Because that was a disappointment.
I think it's not just because of him. I think the other guy was also very...
No, it was just wasn't as funny.
Yeah. That's how the sequels is. Sometimes, like, they have the first one, where everybody think, like, oh, they're coming with the second one. Most of the time, they just bomb.
Yeah. And the three friends, the guy with the red hair is probably the funniest one to me.
He was the douchebag as well.
I liked every line he said. Mm-hmm. He was just hateful. Hateful guy. You would think the guy with the pretty wife and the little baby would be the most calmest one, but he was the most biggest douchebag of all of them.
I know.
Yeah. So, William H. Macy also does a guest part in this, and it's a small role, but his role is actually the funniest because he does, what was it called?
Jerking in the air? Like air jerking.
Air jerking.
Yes.
Or dick jerking or something like that.
Ear jerking.
Basically, every time he talks, it looks like he's sucking on a big dick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's like double timing.
Or cupping a ball.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. Every time Big Chin is trying to pull off John Cena in front of his boss, it's just backfiring.
Yeah. So if you're easily...
It's also very typical, like, you know, the black guy's role... Right. Just make him a pothead.
Right. Or loser.
Or like the one who has no career.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, I felt like they just put the one black character in the movie as just the token black guy.
Yes. Because he could have been one of the guys.
It could easily be another white dude, but they're like, oh, no. We need to check off something here. Let's just make him black.
So why didn't they
make him gay too?
Why couldn't they make the black guy to be Efron's work buddy instead
of
like JTB?
Or instead of like the loser should have been played by Zac Efron.
Yeah,
they should have switched the roles and made the black guy the Zac Efron dude.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
All right.
But no, they had to make Zac Efron the alpha male, like, who makes up all the lies and who's the mastermind of everything, who has a beautiful wife, and he also have guilt conscious that he feels bad that he's been lying, and he had a traumatic childhood.
Whatever.
That movie needed to be, like, that's another thing, like, they kind of hashed, like, not even hash up on it, like, they just kind of, like, skipped along.
They try to make it a little serious. I didn't like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, why do you lie? Yeah. Just because you have a shitty childhood, you lie.
And, you know, this dumb guy turns out to be, like, John Cena basically turns out to be a genius. Mm-hmm. You know? Yep. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, I don't know. There's no way he could have learned all that stuff.
No.
No way, right? No. Yeah. So, I say if you have Amazon, this is an original Amazon movie. Check it out if you're not easily offended. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of sex jokes in there.
Yeah.
But not no nudity or anything.
Even the
like.
Songs, he's saying like, oh, I am pumping. They also have dog scenes where the dogs are also
Are banging.
Mm-hmm.
They've blurred it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I would say it's okay.
It's a pretty eventful movie.
It's okay.
Not bad.
Nah, yeah, I still like the shit we saw on TV. You know, yeah. It's not like the best thing. Still better than watching the Oscars.
Or okay? Resident Evil.
Yeah. Now, we're going to talk about the next John Cena movie. It's currently on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Freelancer.
Yeah.
It kind of bombed in the box office, didn't do well. You know, not a lot of big names. He's probably the biggest name in the movie, you know. It's like a war movie, I guess.
Is it a war movie?
Or a guy on a mission trying to protect the girl.
Yeah.
You know, who's trying to bang him, you know.
Also, like, he had an injury and whatever.
Yeah, so he's supposed to have a back injury in this movie, and you see...
It's a cut
from his whole back.
From the top to the bottom of the tail.
Now, speaking of a person who's had actual back injury and surgery, how did you feel about...
You mean, how do I feel every day?
No, the portrayal of a person of your stature on TV doing the same thing.
Oh my God, that's unbelievable. I'm sorry. The amount of shit he pulled with that back surgery from like his whole back, unless he's Mr. Terminator, it's not possible.
I mean, he is super strong.
Really? And yet, he gets a little knock. He's like, ah, oh, my back.
No.
Like, as if, like, oh, the director remember, like, oh, you're supposed to have a back injury.
Yeah. So, in this
Why
movie...
back injury? Why?
In this movie, he's supposed to be a retired soldier, right?
Mm-hmm.
A soldier who, when he was in high school, he went to become a lawyer, got bored with being a lawyer, decided, no, I'll go join the army.
Mm-hmm.
Then becomes like this expert soldier who happens to be super jacked,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Super jacked. Gets injured and then decided, oh, I'm going to go back and, you know, become a lawyer.
Yeah.
And he's still super jacked.
He works out.
You know? Which would have made more sense, you know, if they had Kevin James do this role? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Because that would be more real. Not really. He does not look like a lawyer. Granted, John Cena does not look like a lawyer either.
He doesn't either. No. I know.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
He looks good like, you know, like the carefree dad. Like, you know, who would take the kids out of school and do something
No,
dumb.
Not dad. The uncle.
Or uncle, yeah. Just like the character.
He has no fatherly instincts in anything I've seen.
He does, but he could be caring. You're talking about Fast and Furious when he's the uncle.
Yeah. Speaking of which, if you look at the last movie that he was in, Fast and Furious, and then the second time he's on Fast and Furious, it's like he's playing the same character, but they have
evil,
totally different,
and who turn into
people. They act like totally different people. Yeah. Like, how did he become a goofball?
I don't know. He was the asshole in the.
He last was like one. A serious dude.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden
now,
dumb. All of a sudden he's a serious like a goofball.
Yeah,
like I don't get it.
Mm.
Yeah,
change of heart.
I don't know. Change of heart made you stupid.
What are you trying to say? Just because you're a goofball, you're stupid.
Yeah, most of all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this movie doesn't even have that much good action in it.
No.
I feel like it was a waste of his talents. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
I guess.
It wasn't that good. I didn't like it.
It wasn't that good. But the other guy was funny.
The Italian guy. Yeah. Not Italian, the Spanish guy.
Sorry. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And then the actress, she's a pretty big actress. She's been in Glow. She didn't do much, you know.
It was about him and the Italian guy.
Yeah, you think they're going to hook up, but they don't. Mm-hmm. Spoilers. Sorry.
And then he goes back to his wife.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Right. It kind of feels like, you know, a movie that Arnold Schwarzenegger did in the 80s, but Arnold Schwarzenegger did it better.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Kind of like Commando.
Oh.
There's a movie called Commando where it's like Arnold versus the entire army. And he just kept making funny one-liners here and there, you know, the whole time.
Okay.
But no, this felt like a really cheap, cheap version of that. Really cheap version of that. Yeah. But I guess if you're, you know, if you're into like wasting some time on a weekday, got nothing else to watch, want to watch a little action comedy. Movie with a little comedy in it. Mm-hmm. I guess you could watch it. Yeah. Not. I would say I give it. Maybe a 2 out of 4.
I guess, yeah, 2 out of 4. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, the last movie I'll give it.
The last movie was a little.
I get 2.5.
Yeah, the last movie.
2.5 out of 4. Mm-hmm. Right. So we'll be right back with our next movie.
Unlock a new era in podcasting with Unfiltered Studios. Ready to break free from the ordinary? Dive into a world where authenticity meets innovation. Our network isn't just about podcasts. It's a revolution. From nostalgia to movies, sports to self-improvement, find your favorite podcast in an array of diverse shows. Only at Unfiltered Studios. Join the movement. Subscribe to Unfiltered Studios today and join the podcasting revolution. Unfiltered Studios, where every voice finds its place. Visit unfpod.com today to find your favorite show.
Unfiltered Studios will help you press record.
This episode is brought to you by Beyond Natural Pet Food. Beyond Pet Food helps me care for what matters, my pets and my world. They help me nourish my pets with high-quality natural ingredients, like wild-caught salmon and organic free-range chicken. Beyond also has responsible sourcing practices and a long-term partnership with the Nature Conservancy. Beyond Pet Food, your pet, your world. Learn more at beyondpetfood.com.
And we are back with Damsel with Denzel.
Damsel with Denzel?
Denzel with Damsel?
Yeah. We checked out the new Denzel Washington movie. Equalizer Part 3. Minus Queen Latifah. Thank God. I can't stand that Queen Latifah show. You know?
Oh, that's a TV show.
She ain't no Denzel.
Of course not. Denzel is like what? The
And I hate when they gender swap somebody for no reason.
Not just, wow, what's wrong with me? Gender swap. They're also giving them a team. Like old MacGyver. New MacGyver has a team.
Magnum everything, PI everything on has CBS, a team. Everything on CBS has to have
a team.
A team of people. Yes,
yeah.
Like every show, yeah. There's a team of people doing some crap. I don't get it. I don't get it. Yeah, but the hell with you, Equalizer on CBS.
Nothing against Queen Latifah, but no. I think Denzel does it
Queen
better.
Latifah, stay in your lane. Okay? Yeah. Stay in your lane. Be the goofy lady in the movie.
Okay.
Okay. Whatever.
That was her movie.
She no Denzel. Okay?
And she always needs a team.
Right.
Back her up.
Right. So, but again, Equalizer 3, I think they should stop after that, though. Sorry.
Will they, though?
They should.
I don't think so.
He was way too old
Yeah, all he did
he
was...
He looks really old in this one.
He didn't do much. All he did was, like, walk around. And something is up with his face. Like, I told you, like...
He's old. His face is dragging, you know?
But you said, like, oh, it's old age.
I think what he did. They said they offered him some money. And if you've seen the action scenes in this movie, right? It's always close up. It's always his hands moving around. You don't see his whole body.
Yeah.
You know? I would say the first two Equalizers are a little bit better.
He was younger.
He was a little younger. Mm-hmm. And you kind of believe that he can actually kick your ass. He's like a grandpa. He looks like an old man.
Grandpa.
A little bit like overweight. A little bit overweight, you know.
Just shooting.
Shooting and then breaking people's asses and shit.
Yeah.
You know. But again, I think what happened was they offered him some money. This is the only franchise he ever did. They're going to be like... you can spend a couple of months in, you know, a nice Italian place, you know, or wherever the hell they were shooting this.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be drinking tea every day.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you a nice villa to live in while we shoot the movie.
Yes.
You know, bring your wife, relax, shoot a, like 5 minutes of a scene.
And then just
go back to your villa,
uh-huh.
Relax. It's like a vacation, mm-hmm. You know? Then we'll give you a hot young girl to be a co-star with. Yeah. You're going to hook up with her.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Amina? What's her name?
Yeah. That girl looks like I'm old enough to be his daughter. Okay? Come on. Okay. Denzel. Come on.
Yeah, he didn't do much.
You're better than this. Yeah. But I got to admit, I do like the way he kills people.
It was too easy this time.
No, but when he kills you... He fucking kills you. He fucks you up beyond recognition.
Start countdown. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah,
like, he doesn't just kill you. He just destroys you. You know, remember when we shot the guy in the ass?
Okay.
And then he took the other guy and just shoved the thing right up in his face?
Yes, sir.
That's bad. It's bad. Mm-hmm. He's kind of like, you know, I mean, like, if they ever do another John Wick... That's how the movie would probably end up being, like an old man version of John Wick.
Let's not go into John Wick conversation. It's a sore subject.
But I'm sure they're going to bring him back. Come on.
Yeah. I feel bad for the dude. But anyhow, we are not talking about John Wick here.
Speaking of which, there was talk about doing a prequel to Equalizer. And we just saw a movie with...
his son.
Denzel's son.
Yeah.
The creator.
Yeah.
And if you close your eyes watching that movie,
you could feel like
it sounds
Denzel is
watching, exactly
talking, yeah.
Like Denzel. His same mannerisms, the same way he talks.
Yes.
He kind of looks like him, you know, but...
Yeah, he could play off the young version.
If you do an Equalizer prequel, get Denzel's son.
Like, okay? Sometime the father-son duo do well. Like,
I mean,
Kurt Russell, right?
Right. I mean, you could... You could do a movie where, okay, at the beginning it starts with him old and then he flashes back.
Yeah, like being, you know? His son being the...
Like an old case or something like that, you know?
Prequel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way to do it, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's how they should have did the last Indiana Jones, just get another actor.
Yeah.
To play the young Indiana Jones.
Exactly.
And then flash forward to the future. And then, if you want.
Instead of having a wheel of doom or doom of wheel.
Yeah, do not try to like use computer generation
on the face
or AI or whatever the crap.
It never works when they talk.
Know.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Never
it
works.
It looks fake.
It looks fake, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know how much Indiana Jones Part 3 cost to make?
No.
$300 million.
Wow.
Plus, you know how much money it made?
No.
Around $300 million.
Wow.
So it didn't make that much profit at all, you know?
I guess like
people... Do you know how much you would save if you actually just...
Hired
another actor.
Pay less.
That money would probably go towards...
Just like what DC's doing, hiring like cheap actors.
Right.
Instead of paying the big ones.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Anyhow, Equalizer 3.
Yeah.
Please end it.
Yeah. No more equalizing. I think you have equalized enough.
I mean, I guess...
Unless it's a prequel with his son.
Make it minus one. Equalizer minus one.
Yeah.
Equalizer.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you just did it. You just made the title, the prequelizer. Okay, we should like copyright that.
Come to us for like dumb movie names.
The prequelizer.
Is here in theaters near you.
Starring Denzel's son. I don't know his name.
I don't know his name either.
Something Washington.
Obviously.
Yeah, something Washington. This is put the title. Something Washington.
Yes. Starring Something Washington.
I did like the creator though. It had a nice look to it though. The plot was a little bit weird, but...
That movie was a little
too on a little too long, but...
Yes, it was a little
It did look beautiful, the way the effects looked.
Yeah.
It looked really nice. Mm-hmm. You can tell they spent money on that.
The little kid looked cute.
Yeah, the robot kid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Check that out on Hulu.
Also, yes.
Check that out on Hulu. Movie, yeah. Yes.
You gotta actually also use a little head and... pay attention because it gets a little bit confusing if you're
not for me but
because you are watching it
and I'm into heavy sci-fi stuff. I didn't like the ending though. It was kind of they could have figured out a way to save the dad,
yeah, and the mom, yeah. I mean what's the point, like they're alive but
yeah, they could have figured out a way easy,
yeah,
whatever. Anyhow, we're talking about the next movie that we saw, the shit we saw this week. And it's not Denzel, but it's a damsel. Close.
Yes.
Close. Yeah. Now,
Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown. Now, when I grew up, Bobby Brown was a singer who was married to Whitney Houston.
Okay.
Not some little girl. Okay.
All right.
And I should know. I'm an expert in Whitney Houston. I wrote her biography. Okay?
Great. Uh-huh.
Check it out on Amazon. Buy it. If you can. If you want to.
Yeah.
If you're into Whitney Houston. Yeah. I'm not even a big Whitney Houston fan. I got hired to do it. Okay? That's just the truth of the matter. Right? Okay? They don't hire people who are fans to write the biographies.
Because then...
You got to give an outside view on things.
So you cannot be biased.
Right. And, but yeah. This... is the girl from Stranger Things, right?
Enola Holmes.
And she also did Enola Holmes, right? She
also was in Godzilla.
No, it's Godzilla. So it's kind of weird seeing this little girl and now they're kind of like sexualizing her now. It's kind of weird.
She's growing up. How long you want her to be a boy looking girl? I mean, girl?
You know.
Because by the time Stranger Things comes in next
I just hope they don't, you know, she doesn't start doing like nude scenes and stuff like that. This is gonna be freaky.
You know, what do you expect her to be a little kid all the time?
You know, I mean, even when I see Selena Gomez in R-rated stuff, I'm like, oh, why?
Weird.
That's so weird.
Because we saw her, Wizard of Waverly Wave.
Yeah. I know. It's weird. Yeah. It's weird. But this is a good movie for her.
Yeah.
She, you know, she hasn't done like a real action movie.
Mm-hmm.
Even in those Godzilla movies, she's just running away and not really doing much. Even in
Enola Holmes.
Even in Enola Holmes. I mean, she does like kung fu or stuff like that, but not really action-y.
You had somebody else to also take her spotlight, but this one was like all her.
It was basically her and a CG dragon, you know. And, you know, the dragon does look a little fake, but for a TV budget, it's a TV movie. It's a Netflix movie. It's fine.
It was good.
It was fine. I thought it was fun. And I think it's a great movie for little girls.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You know? I always find it weird, though, when they, you know, they do movies set in either in the past or, you know, in a fantasy world and, you know, they add... You know, people that don't belong in fantasy movies, you know?
Yes, like back in the days, like when times were tough, you don't see certain
people. It's like, okay, let's just forget about
people.
Let's just forget about history. Yeah. Okay, let's make an imaginary world where, you know, people, white people in general, were happy to live together with black people. That's just, you know, a fantasy world.
That's also like the Little Mermaid.
Well, no, that's...
The new Little Mermaid.
The main one was Wonka. Okay?
Oh, yeah. We also... Yeah.
Okay? That's not a realistic world, but it just took me out of it when I saw, like, the black cops with the Brooklyn accent in... Was it in, like, England?
Somewhere in the... Not in...
Was it England?
I don't know. It was
or imaginary America. World. Yeah. I mean, everybody else has British accent, but this black cop has, like, a Brooklyn accent.
Yes.
How does that make sense? Okay? I know it's a fantasy movie, but things like that always takes me out of things.
And the other black guy is the bad guy.
Right.
In the movie.
Right.
In Wonka.
And in the 1950s or whatever it was, there were never like black guys in charge of big companies like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like, you know, I know they're trying to make things like universal and trying to include everybody, but it's just like in my mind when I see that, I just say, why can't you go the realistic route a little bit? Yeah. Have people show that, okay, yes, they used to oppress black people back at that time. You know?
That's history. Why don't you teach the kids that?
Yeah, and add a little bit of fantasy to that. But then you're like, you know, you're tricking the kids when they're watching the movie. Like, oh, everything was so fine back then.
Yes.
Everybody loved each other. Really.
Yeah, black people were in power. They were allowed to be...
This is why I like movies like Hidden Figures, because they actually show, like, what really went on back then. You know?
The amount of... suffering and endurance. Right.
And, you know, I guess this movie with Millie Bobby Brown, the Damsel movie, it's a fantasy world, not even in the past, I guess, because it's not really, I guess, not in our world.
No.
But, you know, it's like race has nothing
to do with it.
Like, movies now, they don't talk about race. Everybody's, like, happy.
Everybody's...
You know, I want to just see like a little bit of like realism a little bit, you know, have somebody.
But then again, people will say like, it's a movie. Okay, get over it. You know, you cannot expect a movie to like be your realistic. And
I mean, not realistic, but like it would bring drama to it. Yeah. You know, it would bring some drama, you know.
And then Millie's sister, she's white to white. Like, why couldn't she have a black stepsister?
Why did he pick Millie? Well, they could have picked a black actress in general.
Yeah.
Go full black. Yeah. Instead of trying to do like, oh, let's just not mention her race.
Yeah.
You know, how I would have loved to have seen the evil queen mention how, oh, you married a black lady. Oh, you know?
Wow. You, what do you know?
Why would I want you part of my family? You
That's
know?
Why I want to.
That would have made her even more evil.
Yeah.
You know? That's what I'm
What's
trying to
say. What's your worth?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Right?
I have no problem with her being black, the mother being black. I have no problem. But try to work it into the script.
Exactly.
Like, don't make it ignore a little... it.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know. It's Hollywood. Everything's trying to be all... Don't try to offend anybody, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah. What can you do?
We can't. It's not your place to do anything. It's just a movie, as I said. Like, just enjoy it and that's it. Don't look
By the way,
into it.
The guy killed a Asian princess... Was there any, like,
Brown
girls?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. Guess they're not good enough to sacrifice.
Yeah, that would have been good. Like, you know, you're black, that's why you're sacrificing, you know, or whatever. But then again, we just gave away the movie.
Yes, but I'm saying they're trying to be so inclusive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And making a multicultural cast. Why not make the damsel a black princess? Huh?
Yeah.
Why not a Indian princess? Why is it always gotta be the typical white girl trying to be the damsel?
Why couldn't the prince be black?
Well, no. They won't make the villain black. Come on. Okay.
That's exactly the reason I said it. We are crossing a border, right?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
The villain always has to be an evil white person. You know this. That's one thing they would never change. Okay?
It's always white people are evil.
God forbid they ever make a Muslim terrorist in a movie.
Jafar was bad.
Jafar, that's your highbrow, like your high bar.
Jafar was bad. He was Muslim and he was brown.
Right. Yeah. Guess what? The white prince was also bad in that.
The girl who played Jasmine wasn't even brown.
Right. The thing with Hollywood right now, right? They're so scared to offend people, okay? They don't want to look at reality. They think, okay.
Oh, I got something to say.
Let's make the terrorists white, okay? Let's not make them brown. Let's make the hero have a brown friend that helps them, okay? Let's forget about all the things happening out there.
Okay, you talk about that. What about M. Night Shyamalan when he did the movie Airbender? He changed the whole dynamic of the movie.
That's another thing. Because M. Night Shyamalan is a fucking idiot. But
that's your brown points.
You know, that's what happens when you put a brown guy in charge.
Okay? Oh my God, you have no loyalty with anyone.
No. And we're brown. We can say whatever we want about people's race because we're a mix of every race. Okay? Yes. We can be racist if we want.
Oh, wow.
Okay? Against the whites. Only. But yeah, we're kidding. But
we just lost a whole bunch of listeners thanks to you.
Oh, no. Our 5 listeners. Sorry. Okay.
Wow. You're still going at it.
Okay. Yeah, but we're not really racist. But we're trying to make a point here. Like, Hollywood is just making it too safe.
Yeah.
You know?
But you can't do anything about that. You know that? It's not just Hollywood. Like, you know how many Karens are out there? Karens. Well, like, I also feel bad that people, like, who name their daughter Karen. But, like, you know how many people out there? Like, you
back to Wonka, right? Back to Wonka.
Yes, sure.
Okay.
Thanks for cutting me off.
They had some black characters in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But again, nobody is mentioning, like, what if he used his magic and charm to help, bring some equality, you know?
Mm. Well, he did try to help the black girl. Noodle.
Right. Whatever.
And but, where did this orphan and things came from in Wonka?
By the way, Wonka... I don't know. I don't like it because they changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
But
he's supposed to be evil son of a bitch.
No, he's a weird dude. He looks like a child molester.
Yeah, but...
Okay. Why don't you show how he became that?
Because it's a white guy?
He's already all happy-go-lucky and all that stuff. You know?
Yeah.
I don't get that. Whatever. Okay. But we really went on a tangent.
Very much so.
I just
They're talking about damsel.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
Millie Bobby Brown. No offense, you did a good job in the movie. And we liked the movie.
It was no offense. Yeah, it's an okay movie. You can watch it on Netflix. It's a good time to waste time with your daughter if you want to.
We did let watch it. Our kid watch
right,
it.
Right,
and she liked it.
She really liked it, but I just think you could have made it a lot better if you added a little bit more depth.
Mm-hmm.
Not sugarcoat everything. It was kind of like telegraphed. You kind of knew how everything was going
to
play out.
We knew what was going to happen towards the end. Yeah. And it did happen. And apparently we didn't see the trailer. And in the trailer reveals a lot of things that
you could have
just knew like what was going to happen.
And, you know, they wimped out by making the dad good. I thought they should have just turned him into an evil son of a bitch. also. Okay.
Why? Because he was white?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I couldn't believe the prince wasn't on it.
I did like though, because you were always expecting Angela Bassett to be the bad stepmother, but she was actually good.
Yeah.
And I think I knew what that's the exact reason why she took the role.
Yeah.
She didn't want to do the typical stepmother thing. Mm-hmm. That was a good twist.
That was the thing. Like
that was a good twist.
I kind of stereotyped her because she's black and she's going to be a stepmom. So she's going to be like, oh, no, I don't want the what's best for you. I want what's best for our people.
I don't know. Why would she say that? What's wrong with you?
You know, like in the kingdom. That's what I meant.
Right. But
no, she actually did care for her stepdaughter.
Right. Again, I still would have rather the movie been about, you know, maybe not a white girl.
No, I say that I also kind of wanted, like, the not the dad coming back to save her.
The mother?
I wanted Angela Bassett to come to help her. Ellery!
Yeah, that would have been actually a really cool scene.
I thought,
because I still think the worst thing they ever did was kill her off in Wakanda. Yeah, okay?
I know.
Why did they kill her off in that movie?
Because she's a badass, man. I like the way she acts.
Yeah, she... There was no reason for her to die in that movie. Okay? They could have just had her injured. Mm-hmm. Having her killed was just way too much. And that's... I think that was the moment when Marvel went to shit. Right there. That movie.
Marvel went to shit many times.
No, that movie was like the pinnacle for me. I hated when she died in that movie. Okay?
Did Eternal came before that or after? I think that's when Marvel went to shit.
That had some redeeming parts, I thought. It was, at least they were trying something different.
Just because they got the brown guy who looked like an
idiot in the movie. Right, well, whatever.
But anyway, don't you agree? Like, it would have been much more cooler if the stepmom were to come to save Elodie.
That would have been a cool twist. Right? Actually,
And that the mother and daughter duo actually fights and, like, figures out, like...
Right, right.
Main reason for the sacrifice
instead
of dad coming because he died like a little
right
bitch,
but like
you did not care about your daughter, you knew the truth, and then all of a sudden like you had a change of heart of gold. Like how, what went wrong?
I don't know, I just didn't like it was just a weird fantasy movie. It didn't really have any bite to it. It needed a little bit of a bite.
I just said that.
Too cookie cutter.
And then they needed a little bit more backstory with the dragon, like...
Yeah, and everything was too convenient. Like, oh, no, you have magical worms.
Yeah.
In the same place.
Yeah, who...
That cures you.
Helps you, yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Convenient.
And then,
you have it there.
And the dragon killed everybody except for her, right? Nobody could figure it out.
Yeah.
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 And then also, like... They become friends.
Right. Yeah. But I'd say I'd give it a 2.5 out of 4.
Also, when they killed the evil queen, it was too fast.
Yeah.
I want
that would have been a good scene.
The
Angela, see, Angela Bassett should, see, this is why I wanted her to be addressed as like say something racial to her.
Yeah.
And then she comes back and beats the shit out of the queen and takes over.
Yeah, be like, no, I came back for my daughter.
Like, who's lower class now or something like that, you know?
Exactly.
Like, I wanted the queen to be more evil.
Yeah, like, oh, you're stepmom and you're so-and-so, that's why you didn't care. But
you're not even of royal bloodline. Look at you, you know, something like that. I wanted the...
Because the white evil queen had that attitude, like, oh, what's her name? I don't care.
Right. But, I don't know. I don't want to sound racist. You know, it's not like I don't want to have a mixed race parents. I wanted them to address it.
Yes.
Portray it
in a better way instead of just putting one with A.
Right. It's like they just
give it
like
a reason,
they just like they. Okay, I know these days that nobody wants to see color. Nobody sees race, but this is set in sort of a past-ish world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it would have been more, I guess, realistic for me. It just takes me out of things when things like that happen.
Most of the, like...
Because I experience racism every day.
I did.
Okay?
So did I.
A lot of you guys don't see that because, you know, you live in the White Castle out there, but...
Not the White Castle.
You know what I mean. I mean, you know,
it's not like you lived in Burger King.
But, Wendy's. You know, we are people of color. We get criticized for what we are every day.
No, I feel like, you know, we are in the worst. Like, we literally are in shit. Not because of our color, that shit.
Right.
But white people have their white supremacy and all that. And black people have their Black Lives Matter. But where do the Asian people go? Like, brown people go? Like, we cannot be there or be here. Like, we are, like,
right. During the COVID crisis, there were so many Asian people that were beaten.
Yes.
And spit at and harassed. And you know what? There were no protesters.
Yeah, saying, like, Asian lives matters.
No. None.
Yeah.
No support on TV about it, no. You know?
Even our kids, like, I don't want to say it, like, I always try to tell my kids, like, be a good human, but I have noticed my kids, like, they go to school and how they are portrayed, like, not the best way. Like, I see, like,
yeah,
because of the neighborhood we live in, I don't have anything against black people, white people, or anybody, but, like, I know, like, my children, I know... I may be a little bit biased, but they are not as equal as other kids. Like, they don't...
No, my kids tell me that they get made fun of. Like, the other day, a girl said that Rayon, like...
Bangladesh not even a country.
Or the language looks like gibberish.
Yes.
And Ariana was saying, everybody thinks she's Muslim when she's Hindu.
Yeah.
You know? Weird.
And these are the things, like, my kids talk about over and over in their class. Like, you know, we do matter. But unless you're from, like, I wouldn't know. Like, even, like, black or white or any other race, I would say, like, there's, like, three races, basically. Black, white, everything else. We are, like, everything else. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, we're on the when you fill out the form, we're everything else on the form.
Like, that's why I said, like, we're, like, literal shit.
But, you know, it's good. Like, we do see representation now.
Yeah.
We do. We're starting to see it. We do see it. But
don't do it just for the
numbers. I just don't like when movies just ignore it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's nice to see a brown person in shows, like, also, they always make the brown person either a tech,
Or
like the accountant.
Yeah.
But
never the warrior or the main star or anything.
Yeah, like you know, like we're gonna fight.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't wanna get too political. That's I say watch the movie.
Yeah. Watch the movie.
Watch the movie.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's
a movie
to watch it with your kids.
We covered a lot of movies this week. It's a lot of movies. Because we haven't done a big one in a while, so check it out. Damsel.
That's it for us.
Damsel, Denzel, and Cena.
What?
John Cena.
John Cena's in a Denzel. John Cena's in a damsel with Denzel.
What? That's a mouthful. Anyhow, we'll see you next time on this channel. Bye.